education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
I want to go to sleep with this music, I think.
He chose the wrong cut. He chose wrong.
How did he choose wrong when you told him to randomly choose?
No, I gave him a specific track for the rejoiner.
Oh, sorry, we're on the air and it's the computer corner.
It matters not. We're talking today about internet hoaxes, myths, urban legends, and a hoax of sorts that's going around that has been, and apparently the word's not getting out, is that the current version of So Big and many of the others, but the specifically So Big worm, when it infects a machine, it grabs random email addresses both to send to and to also fake the return address. So Sue and Linda and Judy and John and whoever else has emailed us saying, how do I get rid of this worm, this virus?
You don't have it.
You don't have the worm. Somebody else you know that has your address has the worm, sent a message out stating that it came from you, when in fact...
it did not.
Yes.
And so it did not come from you, but because it looks like it came from you, you get the return messages saying it came from you, so you think you got it. Now, the next question is, how do I find out who has it then so I can tell one of my friends?
You can't.
You can't.
Forget
unless
about.
Unless you were, I mean, if you asked that question, then we can't tell you how.
And the So Big worm does not jump up and say, hey, I got you. So the
no.
The people that actually have it don't realize they have
it. It's a silent killer like... It's a cancer of the computer world.
Psycho Kira?
It's a silent Kira.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Silent Kira.
Silent Kira.
Of the internet.
It's so big.
It gets you. It's so big.
That worm's so big. The so big.
What's wrong with us?
It's the caffeine. It's the shoes.
I don't even have caffeine.
All right.
I got to get some.
Leah, are you starting to get the feel for the insanity?
Yeah, I can definitely see that in here.
Okay.
Hey.
Well,
don't
right.
be so
you know what?
Joking and jovial over there. This is a serious deal we got.
Let's see if our latest data doctor can help Scott and Gilbert. What do you think?
Scott and Gilbert, what here comes a huge challenge. Scott and Gilbert updated his video card, and now he has more problems than when he began. Scott, welcome to the computer corner.
Now, Scott, are you in the Gilbert part of Gilbert, or are you in the Gilbert part of Gilbert?
The Gilbert part of Gilbert.
Gilbert.
What's your zip code? I'll tell you where you're at.
Is it E-I-E-I-O?
Is it 296 or 233 or 234? Which one are you in?
233.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Almost downtown.
All right.
Gilbert. All right, Scott from Gilbert. Your problem, sir.
Well, my monitor went weird on me a couple weeks ago. The colors went kind of different colors.
Uh-huh.
And so I plugged in my monitor to another computer, and they're okay on that computer, so I figured it was my video card.
Wait. You took the monitor... that was acting crazy and replaced it with another monitor?
No, I plugged it into another computer.
You took the monitor that was acting crazy, plugged it into a different computer,
and the
monitor was
okay.
Fine. Gotcha.
So you determined that it must be my video card.
That's what I figured.
All right.
Okay.
So
far, so good?
I went in, and it said my video card was okay, but it asked me if I wanted to see if I could update the driver. And I did, and it made a connection over the Internet. It's a NVIDIA GeForce, and after it updated the driver, my toolbar on the bottom of my screen when my desktop comes up is no longer there.
Your toolbar? What toolbar?
Well, the one that has start and all the little icons.
Oh, you mean your taskbar?
Taskbar.
Yeah, you don't need that. It's just extra stuff.
Oh, okay.
If you do a control escape, does it pop up anywhere?
It's like a steering wheel in a car. You don't really need it.
Hang on, wait a minute. Hold
control
on.
Control escape?
Wait a minute. Leah's supposed to be answering.
Well, we're helping ask questions so that she can.
Oh, so
you
can
oh
go,
yeah.
So she can go. Yeah, that's it.
We're not good sharers.
We're not.
We don't share well.
Have you figured that out, Leah?
Yeah.
You got to like jump in here and go. Wait a minute. This is mine.
Sorry, Scott. Leah's taking over now. She has a much better voice than us. So.
Okay.
Here you go, Leah. You heard what we were saying, so you can keep going with that.
Okay. And so at this point, you put in a new video card?
No. I just updated the driver on it over the Internet. It said there was an update available, and it automatically linked me up with that. And,
okay.
And since then, when I turn my computer back on, the toolbar, whatever, on the bottom is no longer appears.
It's gone.
The icons on all the things are still there on the desktop. The other...
Yeah. So the control escape thing that I started to loop.
Hey, just for clarification here, you didn't actually physically replace the video card. You just updated drivers for the video card, right?
Yes.
All right, I got it now.
Yeah, he said that already.
I'm just making sure because in the notes here it says that he.
Well, come on, that's Mike Hell.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I just pressed Control Escape. Nothing happened.
Who's wonderful, by the way?
How about Alt Escape?
No.
Okay.
How about every key on the keyboard simultaneously plus?
Can you right click on your desktop properties?
I'm sorry.
Right click on your desktop. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Did Leah have any ideas before we took over?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Now I'm going to let them take over.
Oh, she got scared.
No,
they're just going to run over her anyway. So.
We just want to see if the resolution is beyond maybe what
it's monitoring. The driver that you updated, was this through the Windows Update site where it shows under driver updates that there was an update available? Or where did you find this update?
Good question. I don't remember.
Okay. What I would try to do at this point, since we don't know where this driver came from, I would try to figure out what kind of video card you have and if it's built onto the motherboard, what the motherboard is, and go to the manufacturer of the video card or the motherboard or whatever the deal is that you're trying to update here. Try to download the driver they have instead of some random driver that came from who knows where on whatever website somewhere on the internet.
The other thing you can do is right-click on desktop, go to properties, and check your display properties.
Uh-huh.
Make sure that the monitor that's chosen or the resolution that's chosen is not higher than what this thing can handle, or that it's not trying to display over multiple screens, or that kind of thing.
Yeah. I tried different
resolutions,
and
The multiple screen thing could be because a lot of NVIDIA chip video cards let you expand onto more than one monitor.
Yeah.
And you may not have more than one monitor, and probably you don't. But it may think you do, and so it's not showing the start bar because it's actually located on what would be another monitor that you don't have plugged in.
Oh, the phantom taskbar.
Can I just engage that somehow?
Yeah, right in the
display properties we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
If there's any kind of advanced settings in there, or there may be an NVIDIA tab that you'd go to, and in there they would have, they might call it NView.
Actually, right in the settings tab itself,
There
should be something where the display setting is. This is Windows XP?
2000.
Same kind of deal, yeah. In there, I would try setting it to 800 by 600. If it's any other resolution, at least that'll get you to a starting point. And you may have to actually reboot into safe mode if you can't get to some of these options to do this. Do you know how to do to get into safe mode?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's, like in my XP laptop, there's two boxes that you can check. One says, use this device as the primary monitor. You want to make sure there's a check mark. And extend my Windows desktop onto this monitor. I mean, you can play with those settings because if it thinks you have multiple displays, the second display will never have a taskbar, and that's kind of what it sounds like you have there.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And there's no way to get the taskbar on the second display. Well, I shouldn't say that. There is a way, but in its default setting, it won't appear.
Not without having a second monitor to see it on, at least.
Yeah.
Well, when it installed this driver, it asked me a lot of questions, and it did talk about two monitors.
Uh-huh, and you said, yeah, I want two monitors!
Well, I basically just clicked on the one they'd already picked, pretty much.
Yeah, next.
Don't read all that. It's next.
Well, actually, with the new NVIDIA drivers, when you install them, it'll automatically run NView at the end of the install.
Right.
So it's going to say, hey, do you have two? And I think, by default, it could have a check mark in the box already. And if you keep going and going, it's going to give a default profile. They call it the default profile.
Junk,
that could already be set up for two
months. Just playing around in those settings there. Somewhere you're going to find it. Try to get back to the basics. Try to set it to 800 by 600 screen resolution, 16-bit color. See if you can disable anything. It talks about multiple monitors or NView, any of those kinds of things.
You can also try uninstalling any of that stuff in the add remove programs. Try to get back to where you were.
Okay, great.
All right, it's one of those things that if we saw it, we could probably go, right here! But since we can't...
We'd call you a moo yuck, too, probably.
Moo yuck.
If you didn't mind.
I probably would.
You probably would mind?
I probably would mind.
Uh-oh.
Why? Moo yuck is a term of endearment.
Oh, okay.
On our show it is. It may not be in other places.
We don't even know what it means. All right, Scott.
Great, thanks
you
much.
Got some things to try.
I'll work on it.
All righty, good luck.
Thanks, bye.
Wow.
Does it seem dry in here today?
Moo yuck doesn't work in Gilbert, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Scott seemed offended by that.
Whatever.
I think it's an endearing term.
What do you want for nothing? Rub a biscuit?
What? we got to go to a break.
Blues Brothers.
I think that while we're at the break,
yeah,
we should all concentrate on caffeinating.
Why don't we huddle up?
And glucomating? Is that a word at all?
Yeah.
I like to make words up from time to time. But anyway, it's the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken Colburn over there. Brandon Disney here. Mike Hal Valdivia across the side of the glass. We got
Garrett Pella.
I said Gilbert, and I'm screwed up now.
And the
Silent Leah.
The newest data doctor. Actually, we call it Princess Leah.
And lots more show when we come back after this short break.